2018. What you got for me this year, man?
You're about to make a village.
Village, it's your man KJ. We are live in the Village. Black Lightning Review Show. Lady J is with me as well. And let's just go ahead and jump in and get after it. Okay, baby?
Yeah.
Okay, so Black Lightning Episode 5, right?
Episode 5.
Now, in the very initials of this show, right? The beginning, boom, we see, hold on, I kind of got my notes.
Sorry, I'm over here just waving at myself in the
camera.
Are
you? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I wanted to see how, I was trying to get the lighting right.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, I get it. So, again, Black Lightning had to intervene, save a kid's life that was on drugs. You know, we saw that. That was last episode. Yeah, that was last episode. But I'm just kind of, you know, going forward on that note of the drug is called Green Light, and it's powerful, man. Like, when you got people that are literally, like, I can super Hulk this urinal.
Right.
Super Hulk the urinal off the wall. That's a problem.
It is a problem.
So, and here's another thing here. So, Gambi verifies that Tobias has serum.
Superhuman powers?
Yeah.
See, I told you that. I told you the first time when he, like, picked that dude up by the neck.
You did.
I was like, that seemed like a little extra strong. He was like, no. Oh, wait. Who was it? Lala. Was it Lala? No, that wasn't Lala he picked up by the neck. He picked up somebody by the neck. And I was like, I think he may have some superhuman powers.
I agree.
But, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, baby. No, go ahead.
Get distracted.
Finish your thought.
But I was just thinking that, so this brings up the conversation of, all right, I'm sorry. I don't want to get distracted. Please continue with what you were saying about Tobias having superhuman powers.
Okay, so when I looked at what Tobias has, the serum running through his body, Gambi confirms it, and Black Lightning kind of gets pissed off about that. We see him get pissed, right? But the issue that I'm seeing is we have these metahumans running around, and we don't really know who's who.
Wait, is that what it's called, metahumans?
They're called metahumans.
When they have superhuman powers?
Yeah, when they have abilities, they call them metahumans. Like, the Flash is called a metahuman. You know, Black Lightning is a metahuman. You know,
so in Marvel,
they're mutants.
And DC, they're metahumans.
Yes, metahumans.
Okay.
Yeah. Right? Okay. Like, there's no mutation.
Got it.
This is what you were born, or somehow you acquired it, or something of that nature.
Got it. Okay.
Right?
Thank you for clarifying that.
Got you. Okay, so, like I said, Gambi has a serum running through his body, and now it all makes sense how he lifted old boy off the ground like that.
Right.
I thought he just pushed him and just pushed him up.
Right.
Okay, anybody can do that.
Right.
Right? But now it all makes sense. He kind of one-handed this dude. And that was the end of it, and he just choked the life out of him. Okay. All right, so let us move on here. Now, in your opinion, after you saw the fight scene with Jennifer and them two girls at the skating rink.
Oh, okay.
Does Jennifer, you think, have a little something going on already?
Man, yeah, I just don't think she knows it yet.
Like, she just bombed like, them kids.
Like, girls. What's crazy is that there was some straight ninja moves that came out of this little girl. And so she's kind of like, yeah, I just dealt with it. And Dad was like, you dealt with it? Like, two girls? Like... And you broke her arm and it was nothing?
Broke her wrist and
it was nothing. Yeah, it was a wrist and it was nothing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think we are beginning to see that, like I spoke to last time, this offspring of metahuman abilities that are coming, that are going to be passed down through generations. Mm-hmm. But I think I want to go back for a second and speak to the fact that Anissa, that's her name, mm-hmm. the older daughter. Mm-hmm. So the older daughter is investigating her grandfather's life work, mm-hmm. right? And as a result of this investigation, I think she is going to slowly put together that I'm wondering if what we'll see as time goes on, and this is my speculation, that Black Lightning was one of the seven children mm-hmm. that were, I guess, the initial metahumans in Freeland, right? So mm-hmm. I think it was Tobias. I think Tobias was one of them, and I think it was Black Lightning was another one. Mm-hmm. But and so if that's the case, at least five other people out there that have these metahuman abilities that I guess as the season progresses or the seasons progress, they'll continue to, you know, have a conversation about.
Yeah, I'm over here waiting to reconnect. So just guys, give me a second. I think because everyone's using the internet right now, it's pulling away from me. If you probably can't see me right now.
No, I cannot see you right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. We'll just keep talking because the Audacity is recording, so we'll just keep going and it'll kick back over.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's definitely an issue, or going to be a bigger issue dealing with now Tobias being verified that he's got something too.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But now we're starting to see Jennifer, the way she handled it. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, like she just was like, yep, it's cool. Don't worry about it. Right. You know, I took him out, but you broke a girl's wrist though, baby. Like right. That's not something that's right. Just, we just gonna brush that under the rug. No. That's not even what this is about. So, anyways, here, let me go ahead and just refresh this real quick because I'm not coming back up. I'm going to reload this page for Village. And we're still live on Audacity, so we'll just keep going. But with all that said, you're talking about Anissa. Anissa is trying to figure all this out.
Yeah.
And she tap danced on some toes during the process. I can't think of the guy's name or his character, but that's Huggy Bear. He's... met him years ago at a track meet for the first time. Didn't know who he was. Mm-hmm. But essentially, you know, we're looking at this. We're looking at him, at his character. And he's just like, look, what I don't want is to be involved with this or anything else you got going on, right? So with that, we're looking at he tried to initially push her away, right? And I get it. Because there are some things you don't want to discuss.
Right.
And we deal with this all the time in the Black community, right? We deal with this all the damn time. But this is something we got to deal with. Like, if you have an ability, you got to let me know.
But I think, you know, what I think this, the guy, he was the partner for her grandfather. I think what he knows is that whatever the grandfather was looking into, Alvin is his name. Whatever Alvin was looking into, it cost him his life. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can't fault him for trying to make a decision, even in his elder years. Like, well, do I protect myself?
Yeah.
Right. Knowing that this was already a situation back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay, so we also just move on here to this next point that I was thinking about here. Black Lightning passes out, right? Just mm-hmm. randomly passes out, but we're not really sure why he passes out.
Oh, yo. Okay, so hold on. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, I'm looking for totally course. Couldn't hear you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. I realized that. Mike was talking to the ground. That's what happened. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that we are seeing is that Black Lightning is beginning to have some other issues, right? Mm-hmm. That Black Lightning is beginning to have some other issues happening as a result of being Black Lightning. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't continue to have electricity surge through your body the way that it does with that intensity and not have some psychological, physical, some kind of something happened to you. And so I think what's happening is we're beginning to see that. And what's crazy, did you see how he talked to old dude?
Talked to Gambi?
Yeah. Did you see how he told him, like, Gambi's his boy?
Yeah.
Right? And did you see how he was like, oh, if you don't give me what I want, I'm going to black lightning you.
Yeah. Like, basically, you can get these hands.
Right.
That's basically what he said. You can get these hands.
And I don't think he's picking up because Gambi was definitely saying how, hey, he's starting to become more aggressive. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's picking up on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So that's definitely something that we're going to have to watch as well, because it's just insane at how quickly it progressed. Like, I mean, I think we may have vaguely noticed it last episode, episode 4 of Black Jesus, but I think now it's like real. Like, he's like, look, this is who he is. He's being very aggressive, and it's all about what he's going through, right?
Right.
Eventually, this is going to catch up to him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens, how everything transpires, and how it all goes down. So
can I speak about one thing, though?
Go ahead.
I wanted to just bring up the fact that why hasn't Gambi told Black Lightning that Tobias is back? What is that about? Why is he keeping that secret?
No, it's not Tobias. It's the
No, it is Tobias. Because in episode 2, mm-hmm. when he shot the L lady, the lady whose daughter was in the brothel.
Tawana,
when he shot her,
Luana,
that's what it was. It was Luana.
Yeah.
When Tobias shot Luana, it was on camera. And I thought I was tripping. I thought he didn't delete it, but he did. He went and deleted the video from the security cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, well, maybe I'm tripping. And so now, so he deleted it so that no one knew that Tobias was the one who shot her. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now, here it is. Tobias comes and visits him in the shop. And then the next scene is him and Black Lightning are talking about it. And Black Lightning is like, look, I'm about to go get... You are going to give me this thing that I need so I can go and go after... Not Tobias, but go after Tobias's right-hand man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's what I thought you meant, yeah.
So I think what's happening is... I think Black Lightning is putting together that Tobias is in the city, of course...
Right? Well, yeah, of course.
But I don't know why Gambi isn't telling him.
That's a good question. Cause I don't even have an answer for that. Because to me, it would seem logical to say, this is what's going on. This is what you need to be aware of.
Right.
That's logic.
Right.
But obviously, logic is not on the playing field.
Right.
So maybe there's something that we haven't seen yet that we don't know exactly. So I'm definitely... all we can do is pay attention, stay tuned, because something's gonna be a major shakeup or something like that. Could mess around and be his brother. He could be another.
Well,
you know, who knows?
And Tobias speaks to a question that I've had all this time: is who is Gambi? Like, why does he have all of this technology? Why does he know all this stuff? Why does he have all the secret passcodes to the DMV and all? Why can you access the FBI? That, you know, like, you're not a regular person.
Mm-hmm.
If you got all this access to, you know, you a suit maker by day and then like a CIA agent, FBI / undercover espionage person by night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the role that you're playing. Or the role that he's playing. And I'm wondering if he's playing both sides. Like, whose interest does he have? I don't know. That was a question that I had. Like, who are you working for, mister? Right?
I didn't even think about it like that.
Because you're promoting Black Lightning, Black Lightning. You need to get back out there. You need to get back out there. And then the villain comes in the room and you're like, hey, man, what's up?
How you doing?
We know each other from back in the day.
That's a very good statement. Very good question.
So, obviously, you're not working for Black Lightning or for the villain.
Mm-hmm.
So, who are you working for?
He's that middleman.
Are you working for the people that Lady Eve keeps saying they or my partners? Like, I'm sorry, I'm doing air quotes. I don't know if people can even see my air quotes. But are you working for them? So that, yeah. those are the questions that I wanted to know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, and, I get it. And don't think that I didn't see that Lady Eve sent him an envelope with white powder in it.
Right. Right. And she said earlier how albinos were considered magical and they would grind, they would kill them, chop them up,
yeah.
and grind their bones up.
Right.
So she definitely was letting him know.
Like, I got your number.
I got you. Don't yeah. even get twisted. Boy, you can be disappeared.
Yeah.
So.
And I think the last thing is, why did Tobias bring his sister
in? Why not?
Ah.
Why not bring your sister?
No.
If your sister's just as twisted as you, baby, let's dynamic duo. Let's go.
So that's the question, right? Because mm-hmm. the sister comes in, right? Here's the thing. If I'm calling my sister in from somewhere else and bring her back to a place where I know she don't want to be,
mm-hmm.
I'm calling her in for reinforcements.
Okay.
Like, I'm calling her in like, yo, boo, it's about to go down. I need you because I know how crazy you can get.
Okay.
And I need crazy on my side right now.
Okay.
Because we about to blow this thing up.
And that's what he did.
Right?
That's what he did.
But that's not what she, but they haven't done that yet.
But she's more calculated.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm seeing.
But I think she's scared of Lady Eve though.
No. I don't think she is.
Oh man.
I don't think she's scared.
We have to go back and watch this episode. Okay. I'll show you the fear.
Okay. And this is another thing I'm gonna say about Lady Eve. The little hench woman, right? I don't think she's scared of Lady Eve either.
I don't think she's crazy.
I think she is full crazy.
Yeah.
I think she's looking at Lady Eve like if you want it.
If you want it. Look, I'm gonna draw the line in the sand.
Yeah.
Jump.
Yeah. I think she's literally like she ain't faltered, her eyes don't change, her facial expression.
Yeah.
I think she's just like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
One of us is gonna go down and it ain't gonna be me.
Right. And they are definitely foreshadowing her. With Lady Eve, and they foreshadow because foreshadowing is this thing I learned when in ninth grade English.
Mm, get it
right. So in ninth grade English, they tell you about foreshadowing is when they like, and they do it in movies is where they'll show a scene of something or and linger on it a little bit too long,
mm-hmm.
right? So it'll make you think like, why did they linger on that guy's watch? Oh, it's because mm-hmm. in his watch is their bomb, right? So they foreshadow her. With Gambi, and they foreshadow her with Lady Eve, as if there's something that we need to know about those two relationships.
Got it.
With her and Lady Eve, and her and Gambi.
Okay, yeah, we definitely make sure we take our notes because you know I be on it. I be on it.
Right.
I take notes every show, y'all. Y'all just need to know that. So the last couple points I want to hit: Tobias and his parental issues. Tobias kills his. Dad.
Yo, what's crazy? How her sister set it up, though. Did you see that?
She straight cold set him up.
Look, let me tell you, from a therapist standpoint, his sister said, hey, you got to go back and you got to deal with your childhood issues.
Yes.
Your childhood trauma, it still was haunting you, and that's why you can't move forward in your life. I was like, look at her, go therapist. And then when he went back, I was like, oh. Oh, I didn't mean that part.
Yeah. I didn't mean you to kill your daddy.
I didn't mean...
But she did.
She knew that was what was going
to
happen.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. She's telling this dude to, hey, let's get this little therapy session going.
Yeah.
Right? And let's see what it is.
Yeah.
And she was like, nah, I need you to go ahead and murk the old man real quick.
Yeah.
And did him dirty. I mean, but here's the thing. Parental issues. Now, I'm not trying to get too deep into a parental issue. Videos loading. That's how you know the internet. Too many people on the internet. But anyways, the bigger thing about all this is...
You can blame Trump.
You're right. Because of the whole net neutrality. We was doing fine prior to this, right?
Blame Trump.
But anyways, Village, the truth of the matter is, it's dealing with your parental issues as an adult. And you can speak to this for a moment or two if you need to, but dealing with your parental issues as an adult and dealing with them as a child, two different things. Child doesn't feel powerful.
Right.
Right? Does not feel powerful. But as an adult, he's a grown man now with serum. He squeezed him.
Yeah.
It was like, you about to die slow and painful.
Right.
Deuces. And that was it. That's taking a frown upside down, people. And leaving it at that. So Yeah, so do you have anything else on this, Lady J? Did you want to take a quick moment to speak to that point? Or are you okay with just, we can go ahead and wrap it up?
I just was going to say how, I think the only thing is how Tobias set up Khalil. Mm-hmm. How he went and kind of, I think we're going to see him continue to nurture that hate towards Black Lightning.
Yeah, that relationship. That relationship. For lack of a better phrase. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I also think that if I can think about like foreshadowing and stuff like that, I think that's going to be a contention between Khalil and what's her name's relationship? Mm-hmm. Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That, I think that at the end of the day, that's going to be the, like one of the things that tears them apart.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, Village. That's our show. That's our time for the day. First of all, Lady J, Twitter, if you even want to say anything, because I know you really don't say anything. Are we even going to plug it?
My Twitter is at Loving Chanel.
Okay. Thank you, baby. Okay. If you want to get a hold of me, I am at Enlighten My Mind. Village Twitter handles at W2TheVillage. The show can be heard on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, and Tumblr by searching Welcome to the Village. Mm-hmm. Crowdcast replays can be seen on Welcome to the Village YouTube channel, Tumblr, Google Plus, by searching Welcome to the Village. Google phone 619-202-1562. Email welcometothevillage@gmail.com. The website, y'all just give me a week. So all I need is a week, and I'm going to have it done. I got it done. All right. So if anything, Village, subscribe. Like, we just had my friend Portia come in. Subscribe to the Crowdcast channel. That way you know we're going to go live, and you get mm-hmm. the notifications. You can just join us on Crowdcast, right? Just mm-hmm. come hang out with us. Give us your thoughts. 20 minutes. You can sit and listen for 20, 25 minutes. That's all. Advertising is available through Fiverr. That's another project that will be done. And the Etsy page. Just go to Etsy and search W2TV, and we'll come up. We got t-shirts, tank tops, wristbands. Man, we got it going on. All right, Village. So as the saying goes, Lady J, great show. Thank you, as usual. As the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You're walking with the Village. You walking with the Village. You walking.